I can't hear you.
You're on.
Hello? Hello? Who's that speaking? Hello?
Yeah, we're on the stream, Nancy.
Okay. So we don't need Wesley and who else? John Riley to make quorum, right? Because they offered to call, but I have to call them.
Yeah, call them.
We have quorum right now.
Oh, you have.
But they'll be having so much fun, they'll want to stay on.
Wesley's driving, and John, he has another meeting, another teleconference. Do you want me to call them? I think it's a waste
of
time.
No, just kidding.
Okay.
Okay, Otis. I'll go ahead and try to share.
Start
Otis,
the meeting.
Go ahead and take roll, please.
Call the meeting to order.
This is Sabrina Jacobs, KPFA. Otis, if you could go ahead and take the roll, that would be great. I'm going to attempt to chair anybody that needs or feels like they need to help me. Please feel free to chime in. Otis, go ahead, please.
Roll.
Acting.
I'm sorry?
Acting roll caller. Jonathan Alexander.
Whoever can take roll, please go ahead. Otis already offered. Otis, are you ready to go?
I just called Jonathan Alexander.
Okay, I couldn't hear you. Sorry. All right, go ahead.
Teresa Allen.
Allen is present.
Christian Beck. Wesley Bethune. Sabrina Jacobs.
Here.
Michael Novick.
Present.
Afia Nwangaza. Venetia Patel Adams.
Here in attendance, Patel Adams.
Ron Pinchback.
Here.
Eric Ramey.
Present.
John Riley. Serene Roberts.
Present.
Mansoor Sabah. Nancy Saibar Naratomi.
Present.
T.M. Scruggs. Nancy Sorden.
T.M. Scruggs actually left the committee officially. He doesn't have time for it.
Okay. Lewis Wolf. I'm not sure I'm going to take her off. Committee. I'm not sure you have 16, so you need 9.
And what do we have?
Wait. Oh, you want?
You need one more.
I think you need one more.
How many people do we have on the call?
Okay, I'll call Wesley and ask him to help us make quorum. Is that okay? Or you want me to call John?
Sorry. How many people do we have on the call?
Hold on.
No. We have Michael, Sabrina, Serene, Nancy, V, Teresa, Ron, Eric. That's 8. We need
you
one
have
more.
Eight. You
oh,
have
wait.
Eight.
Wait. Mr.
Do we have 16 without Mr. Scruggs?
No.
Is Scruggs off the committee?
Mr. Scruggs has resigned.
Oh, Scruggs?
Okay.
Then you have Quorum.
Scruggs resigned.
If Nancy...
Instead of 16, it's now 15.
That's what I'm saying. You have 15, so you got quorum.
Yeah, right. I mean, I think he should probably stay on, but, you know, can't make folks.
Yeah, Scruggs sent an email saying that he can't be on the committee. So if we have a quorum...
You have a quorum. You got a quorum.
8. I'm sorry, but I don't have access to the internet, and I didn't bring the printout of the agenda with me. But I think we wanted to check in on some previous motions and also hear a report from the Spanish Language Task Force.
I can barely hear. Is it just me?
I'm sorry, I was saying I just got off a train after getting off a bus. I don't have access to the internet, and I don't have the printed out agenda with me, but I believe that we wanted to check in on the result of some previous motions.
Did I?
And a report from the Spanish language task force.
This is Serene.
That task force.
Can I be heard?
Okay.
Go ahead, Serene.
Can anyone hear me?
Oh, yeah, go ahead, Serene. Go ahead.
Okay, so I did see a draft agenda, I thought. So maybe someone can read it out. And just a question before I'm driving, but before I get on a highway, did I send you guys a copy of the PNB programming motion that I discussed, that I mentioned on our last call?
I'm still trying to check my email. I did receive something from you. As far as the
okay,
what's
I'll
just
send it again. Send it again before.
Okay, you sent it today, right?
No, I think I sent it maybe about a week ago.
Okay, what did it pertain to exactly?
It was the detailed program operations motion that the PNB had passed last June. That
oh, hold on, here meeting. Oh no, that's it. Okay. I got something from you today at 3:24 p.m. Serene, Nancy.
No, that was about the work group, I think.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that would be great. And that's basically what the protocol consists of in regards to doing election coverage up through to November, correct?
No. That's okay. What the work group is for.
Serene, did this go on June 7th? Does that sound about right?
Huh?
Oh, that would have been 2 days ago. I'm sorry.
Mm. Don't worry. Talk about something else. I'm looking for it.
All right. Lots to talk about.
And maybe somebody should read the.
Yeah,
maybe someone should read the agenda.
Yeah.
Number one, call to order and roll call. Number two, approval of proposed agenda. Number three, review of status of previously passed motions, and then in parentheses, program, councils, election news, website, monthly reports to the listeners, etc. Item four is report from the Spanish Language Programming Task Force. Number five is new business. Number six is set regular meeting schedule and next meeting. And item seven is kind of vague. Looks like it might say adjourn.
That's not vague.
So, that's where we are. Call to order and approval of the agenda. And the first item on the agenda is review of status of previously passed motions.
Nancy is back. I got dropped off, sorry. And Jim will join us.
I'm here. I'm just here now.
Oh, okay. Jim Brown is here.
Hey, Jim.
Did anyone get the minutes that I passed? That I sent out draft minutes. Is it necessary? Do I send it? How do I?
You can send it to. Go ahead. Go ahead, Eric.
I won't hold it against you. Whatever.
You want me to read? I didn't hear the agenda, so I'm not really...
Okay, number one is the call to order and roll call. Number two is approval of previously... approval of proposed agenda. Item three is review of status of previously passed motions. Number four is a report from the Spanish Language Task Force. Number five is new business. And after that, it's pretty much just setting the next meeting date.
Bethune on the line. I am so sorry for being late. I am sorry.
What's that?
Tom Bethune?
This is Bethune from KPFT.
Oh, Wesley. Okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
Oh, Wesley Bethune. Oh, sorry. Okay. Okay,
sorry,
so I guess
I won't be able.
Okay, so we were in the middle of taking attendance or something.
We did attendance. Otis called roll. Wesley is trying to tell us he can't stay on. He just wanted to assure that we had quorum and could get some work done.
Okay.
Thank you. Thanks, Wesley.
My apologies again.
Thank you.
That's okay.
You can go.
Next turn.
Yeah, thanks, Wes. Okay, so then it's the review of status, previously passed motions.
Okay, program councils, election news, website, monthly reports to the listeners. As far as the program councils, I don't know what that was in regards to as far as our last meeting. Anybody want to fill me in? Nancy?
KPFT. I wrote on. I don't know if anybody got the minutes. So I sent to Michael. I don't know if he had a chance to send to y'all because I
no.
have everybody's email. So I'll just read these motions that were passed previously. And one of them was about the program council that was cut a couple years ago, mandated by the CC. And then we passed, I think last year, to put a hold on it. Until we get a process report from management. How do they pick a program? How do they do their internship? How do they take estimate or take a show off or put on or how they do things? And we did not get a response back. So that was the last meeting. We decided that we would remind. Oh yeah, another one was to remind the GMs. Well, Serene said, well, look, June 2015, we agreed and we passed it, and it was passed by the PMB and to submit a written report. And we haven't got the written report of the process of programming but from management. So we need to ask why they haven't responded and, you know, what's the reason for not doing it. Okay, because we're holding up the program councils from being implemented. You know, we're with three LSBs and three staff and three of public and with a kind of variety. And anyway, we're holding that up. And so, well,
at question.
We went ahead.
Go ahead.
Eric has a question.
Yeah.
Nancy, Eric has a question. Go ahead, Eric.
That's not me.
Sorry.
It's me, Ron.
Okay, Ron. Okay, hi, Ron. Go ahead.
We look at
my question is the program councils. I'm being new to this committee. I'm not familiar with any legislation moving that forward. And can someone give me a brief synopsis as to what these program councils are supposed to do?
To give recommendations to the management about programming. Like, okay, this show sucks, or this one needs a little improvement here, or this one, yeah. All kind of, anyway, this was mandated by PMB, and it was not implemented, and at our station, management just refused to do it. So we didn't know what to do. Do we just say, hey, it's been passed by the PMB, start it? But what we decided was to put it on hold and to ask, I'm repeating myself, to ask the management to give a written report to the to the LSBs and to the PMBs how they make their process of programming. How does the show get on? How does the show get off? How does the show get improved? And how they do their internships and how do they do things? Okay, and we
I get the gist of that. I get the gist of that. My question is like at PMW, for example, we currently have had for years a program committee on of the LSB. Is this something in the program?
You can do that. You can do what you want. You can do. Yeah, your LSB can make their own program committee. We started one about 2 months ago at KPFT, and it's open to the public. No votes. No, just anybody. Welcome. You know, just give recommendations. So, you can do what you want at the LSB level. It's just that this is from the PMB level. You know, we have got these reports, and this is. We all agree that this is a really good thing. This is one of four things. And Serene was supposed to have sent, and I sent to Michael and Serene, but I didn't have everybody's email, so I didn't send all of y'all. I'm sorry about the actual wording of these that Serene worked so hard on it to make it. Anyway, the other one is Ron's motion that Serene and Michael worked on last time. Y'all remember that about the governmental elections coverage to be posted on the this is something we passed last year to put the governmental elections coverage on some kind of collected, you know, on the Pacifica website with a link and a banner, link on each station's website. Okay.
Yeah, Michael's been check. So why don't we stay on one topic at a time, though? I guess that we did set up a working group to go ahead with that, and that group hasn't met yet. On the program council that was passed a couple of years ago by the PNB, last year I brought a motion to the local station board in L.A., KPFK, to try to implement it, and the local board voted it down. So I don't think it's only on management, but in any event...
they voted it down?
Yeah, I brought a motion to our local station board based on the PNB motion. And the local station board basically refused to implement it. Did not want to establish.
Sounds about right.
Sounds about right. In that PNB motion, which has, as I think Nancy said earlier, it's three people appointed by management, three members of the LSB, and then three people that the management and the LSB agree on, something like that.
They have authority to vote down a PNB directive.
I'm sorry?
Is that within their domain to vote not to follow up?
I don't know if it's in the domain, but since the PNB directive called for the election of three members of the LSB and the selection of three members jointly by the LSB and the management, and the LSB refused to do it, it didn't happen at KPFK. I don't know what happened at the other stations, but I'm just recounting to you what happened at KPFK.
Wow.
So,
all right.
Sabrina, KPFA, they just do not want the program council, and we're dealing with a lot of censorship without any real checks and balances. So, what is the protocol for starting a program council? You were going over that really quickly, Nancy. What is the protocol for that? There needs to be three LSB members.
That already passed years ago. It's not being implemented. And what we decided in the National Programming Committee last year is that we put it on hold and not rush into it and get a process, written process report from the management of each station, each of the five stations. How do you do things?
Mm-hmm.
I'm repeating myself. I'm not very good in explaining, or I'm talking too fast. I'm sorry. Anyway, so...
No, you're fine, Nancy. Go ahead.
Okay, so those reports have not come back yet, and so Serene said at the last meeting, our last monthly meeting, you know, we need to find out, what's the holdup, or why it's not being, you know, we're not getting response, because that is really nice. I mean, that would be, it should not be secretive. It should be nice. Well, I'm putting my opinion. I'm sorry. Anyway, and then the other thing about, we decided that passed a motion last year that the... Earlier, all the coverage on the present national governmental U.S. elections be posted with a link on the Pacifica website, with a banner link on each individual station's website. Like, if you want to hear programming about, you know, Bernie or Hillary or, you know, Trump or whatever, or Jill Stein, you know, press here, and they'll give you, right, this is Serene's motion. Really, we liked it. Okay, I don't know if it has been viewed by the PNB yet. There's a lot of stuff, you know, back up. Okay, the other thing, it's a good idea. We could motivate it in our individual LSBs at home. You know, we could do that. And just okay, and then remind the GMs to give their monthly report, which is in their Pacifica GM job description, in which half the time is given for callers, so they have to face the listeners on the air, and we need to find out why it's not being done. We made a motion to ask the ED to, you know, in her meetings with the GMs to, you know, please do that if you're not doing it, you know, and in some station, at least at KPFT, no, it's not being done. And that's in the
job. Serene.
Go ahead, Serene.
I'm sorry, Nancy. I didn't mean to cut you off. I was.
Go ahead.
Finish it. Okay. So I just sent the programming operations motion, which is the big one that asks, okay, CABS, what have you been doing in terms of ascertaining community needs? Asks management, asks the GM to ensure that reports are provided with regard to the programming process for, you know, training, removals, additions, et cetera, et cetera. So that should be in everyone's mailbox, maybe. And I'm sorry, I'm so sure I sent that earlier. But folks can take a look at it.
Okay, this is Sabrina, point of information. Serene, what are we doing as far as this election task force or committee or what have you?
We're meeting next Thursday at...
Okay, meeting next Thursday at what time?
We're meeting next Thursday at 8:30. We had polled, and I don't remember what the preferences were, but I think everyone who responded, which was everyone but one person...
okay, 8:30 your time, correct? You're on the East Coast? Okay, so that would be 8:30 my time. Okay, great. So I just need to know what the protocol is so I can start talking to my folks here at KPFA in regards to collecting pieces and whatnot from the various shows or the various hosts or
well,
find
I
out
think
if they want to...
That's what, sorry, that's what we're supposed to come up with.
Okay. Okay, great. So this is completely raw.
That's,
all right, great.
Yeah, that's what we'll be tackling next week. So, I mean,
exciting.
People can send their proposals before.
Right. If people have any proposals regarding the protocols, please send them in, or, you know, any ideas for the individual stations.
Right, and you don't have to send it to the full committee. You know,
okay.
You can just send it to the same group where we were discussing the meeting date.
Okay, sounds great. Well,
I'll send
right,
a note tomorrow
you.
To the committee reminding them that they're welcome, you know, people that they're welcome to join, but there's no need to hit everybody with all the email.
All right, sounds great, Sharon. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Thanks, you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Michael here. So I was thinking in regards to the discussion about following up on the motion and the question of getting some reports from the GMs, which we didn't get, maybe we should draft something to the IED, asking the IED to request the general managers to respond.
Yeah.
I'd be willing to do that on behalf of the committee.
That'd be great.
No objection.
Okay. No objection. No objection, but if you're going to ask the IED to do this, just make sure that she has all the you know, the votes that were taken,
motion.
All the information.
Yeah.
When the vote was taken. Our general manager at PFW, for example, has only been there for less than a year, so
sure.
You know, he's completely out of the loop on that one.
Yeah, I'm sure there's been quite a bit of turnover at several stations. So,
this is Eric. Go ahead.
No, I just wanted to interject. We've made several requests for this information. I can try my best to speak to the IPD tomorrow, or at least send an email. The GM would not have been aware, may or may not be aware of that, but we've made several requests, and we've not been able to, the local programming committee has had a difficulty just getting information from the IPD for whatever reason. I think there's several meetings he's missed. I will check with her tomorrow, first thing, send an email tonight, and see if we can just extract the information. And
Wait a minute. You're going to send an email to who?
Katia. Katia's did the IPD.
We need to have some discussion on that, Eric.
Okay. Do you want me to call you, or you call me, or?
Yeah, we can talk about this after the meeting.
Yeah, that's not my problem.
No, actually,
I'm sorry, somebody asked for permission to speak.
This is Serene.
Go ahead, Serene.
Can I be recognized? Okay. So yes, the reason I sent the motion to the group and the reason I raised the motion is because it has not been complied with. However, it is a PNB motion, and the PNB, the individual committee members do not need to contact management and tell them you should have done X, Y, Z. I'm not trying to be disrespectful. I'm just being like really blunt because we've had problems before with how information is communicated to management. So the boss, if you will, of the IE of the GM is the IED. Our letter needs to go to the IED. Anybody can frame it. Anybody can draft it. Go to the IED and say, you know, this motion originated in the programming committee. We asked for information that was due almost a year ago. We need you to remind the general managers very strongly that, one, you know, it was due last July, I think, or maybe August, parts of it, that we need to have the information, you know, and then let the GMs talk to their staff. Where they need something from the CAB that they appoint, they should handle that. Where they need something from the program director or interim program director, depending on which station we're talking about, let them handle that. We do not direct staff.
Okay. Is there, why are we discussing it?
A point of information, Nancy?
I thought I said that, but when I get back on staff, I'll try.
Nancy, what's your question?
So right now I'm asking the letter to this motion is being now written by Michael. Is that right? Asking the IED to remind the GMs about this process report. And why it's late? I mean, is Michael, did he volunteer to draft that motion?
Yeah, I was saying, as chair of the committee, I could send a letter to the IED, and Ron suggested we cite the previous motions that were passed, both the original one and the one you said that was passed last year, asking the GMs for some response regarding what the process is. So I'll be happy to get that information
together.
Those
are the same motions.
Okay,
that's
all right.
Point of information.
Okay.
Why should you say that is the same motion?
Okay.
Thank you.
By the point of question, somebody else had a question?
Yeah, this is Eric.
Okay, go ahead.
If I have a point of information, what I'm trying to grasp, we did this a year ago and asked for the same thing but did not get any results. So what's different here with this second request?
This is Serene.
This is
good.
So in June of 2015, when this motion was approved, John Prophet was our new ED. Since then, I'm very close to absolutely certain that he communicated this information to the GM or to the people holding GM titles at the time, which not in every case is the same person holding it. Now, we also have Lydia as IED now, and I don't know whether she has communicated it to them since, because we have not sent a motion that says, where the hell are the reports? Now, it's true, the PNB could do that, and I'll be happy to add it to the agenda, but I don't think it matters who writes to her. I think it's important that someone, and it may as well be us, write to her and say, just a reminder, this is outstanding, way outstanding.
Nancy Olmstead.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, go ahead, Nancy, and then Ron.
Yes, and what's different is that we're going to also ask if, you know, why? What's the holdup? Why it's not coming forth? What are the reasons? That's the additional thing, and it'll be to Lydia. Thank you.
Okay, Ron?
Yeah, what she just presented about the why. Do we really need to know the why? Are we really interested in the why? Or are we interested in, you know, the what exactly? You know, they're going to have a whole bunch of excuses and reasons why. I mean, including staff fluctuations at the national and local level. So are we more interested in the in why, or we just want to get it implemented?
Call myself. I think basically we want to get it implemented. I think the purpose is to remind the IED that this is outstanding, as Serene said, and to ask the IED to see that the general managers, respond to it.
I agree with. But the why, why bog that process down with BS?
Yeah, so...
It's either someone...
Alan for the stack.
Stack? After
two. Sorry, I knew.
I don't mind hearing the why. If a person says, I have not done it because of this, I need this, then, rather than just... I'm not encouraging the general managers to come up with all kinds of excuses, but if they say why it hasn't been done, if it's a simple thing, perhaps they just need something from management. I just hope we just pass this and get it done, because it seems like the IED meets with the general managers at least once a week and should say, get this done.
Yeah. Exactly. I think you were back on the stack.
Yeah. I'm
expecting myself.
Why? I don't care why it wasn't done. If you were in management at the time and you didn't do it, there's almost nothing you can say a year later that's going to, resonate with me. If you weren't in management and you didn't get it, then that would be why. But it doesn't really matter why. Get it done now. I mean, if there's a problem, if you get a directive that you can't follow because you're lacking information or whatever the case is, I think our GMs are all smart enough to say, hey, I can't do X until I get this. And I haven't heard that has been anybody's statement. So why else doesn't really factor for me?
Who else wants to be in the stack?
Can we vote?
Tim. Can you hear me?
I'm sorry, who is that? Yeah. Hang on a second. One at a time. Who wants to be on the stack?
This is Jim Brown.
Jim, go ahead.
Steve,
Jim, go ahead.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're going to get the cooperation of the management on this issue. We have to not ask them why about anything. I don't think we should ask them why. I think we should that was passed by the PNB over a year ago, and when will they start to implement? Ask them when will they start to implement.
Okay, Michael, to the stack. I think we're confusing two issues. This motion that we're talking about is a motion requesting them to tell us what the current process is. So I don't think there's a why involved with that. It's just tell us what the process is. We're not talking about implementing the program council at this point. We substituted for that a request from management to find out how they are making decisions about programming. I think
that's
it's a really simple request. I think we should just forward the request to the IED and make sure that the general managers provide us with that information. Then we can decide if we want to change the procedure or if we think the procedure is unfair or whatever once we get that information. But I don't think there's a why involved. It's just get the information and move ahead.
Point of information.
Okay.
Is there something in the resolution that has the word why? If so, does somebody need to move that be removed so we can just vote?
No.
Sorry, I move that it be removed.
No,
I'll second that.
This is Serene.
Go ahead, Serene.
I just send everyone the language. It doesn't say why anything. It says, how do you do XYZ? The why question is, why is it that it was due in July of 2015 and it is now June of 2016 and we still don't have it? But we don't need to ask them why, based on what I'm hearing others say as well. Why is irrelevant? Just get us the information.
Okay, not all of us have access. Excuse me. Not all of us have access, so can you read the language that you just sent, Serene? And then we
go. Oh, it's long. Can someone else read it?
Okay. I can't. Is there someone who received it?
It
was sent at 6:06.
One at a time.
Okay, here we go.
9:06.
Programming operations.
Okay.
That's it.
Where specific bylaws require each local station board and must be a work of the station management to ensure that station programming fulfills the purposes of the foundation and is responsive to the diverse needs of the listeners, the demographics, and communities geographic served by the station, and that station policies and procedures for making programming decisions and for program evaluation are working in a fair, collaborative, and respectful manner to provide quality programming, be it hereby resolved that... you want the whole thing read?
Yes, okay. Keep reading. Finish it up.
The executive director, ED, shall be required to direct each station's general manager, that is the GM, to provide by July 15, 2015, a written station programming report to the LSB and to the PNB that includes the following: the process and problems, if any, by which programs are evaluated, moved, removed, and added, including how audience support, that is financial and otherwise, is measured and incorporated. In addition, the processes and problems, if any, of producer development and training. Next, the process and problems, if any, which interns are integrated into station programming. And then next, the process and problems, if any, which preemptions are decided upon and applied. And next, the process and problems, if any, which programs are made national. And finally, the process and problems, if any, which themes and staffing of special national programs are identified. And also then the use of internet in promoting station programming, including station website innovations, iTunes, TuneIn, Tumblr, Twitter, Facebook, and blogs, etc. And then next, the use of audio, video, live streaming on stations, on station websites for real-time coverage of actions and events that are news in the making. The Pacific National Board, that's PNB, also requires that the ED direct each GM to obtain and provide a written report to their LSB and to the PNB by August 1st, 2015, from the station's Community Advisory Board that lists the membership described by its functioning and reprises all work done with regard to community news, community needs assessments since March 2013. And further, that the PNB directs that each national board member who serves on the station committee of inclusion shall provide a written report prepared by the committee to these LSB, to these local station boards, and to the PNB by July 15, 2015, that lists its membership, describes its function, and reprises work done this year. These reports and any structured responses thereto, including minority reports from local station boards, shall be the basis for discussions of the PNB Programming Committee.
Okay, wow. So that was the motion adopted by the PNB over a year ago. The current issue is sending that motion again to the IED. Given the content of it, I think there are two factors. I think we should send it separately to the Committees on Inclusion, which are committees of the PNB. They don't answer to the IED. But the parts of it that have to do with management are sent to the IED with the request that it be carried out. And the part regarding the Committees of Inclusion should be sent to the Committees of Inclusion. I assume we have, via the secretary of the PNB, some kind of list of who's on the committees of inclusion. So I guess my motion is that I be authorized as the chair of this committee to send those two letters asking for the information requested.
This is Serene.
Go ahead.
I'm not opposed to the motion. I just don't think it's necessary. The GM appoints the members of the cab. And the cab.
Members of the cab, the COI. The committee.
Oh, because, well, the COI people, there's one from every,
Yes, I'm saying, but that's not the purview. All I said is that that's not the purview of the IED. The COI is a committee of the PND. We should just communicate directly with the COI. It's not a management function. The COI is a PND function.
I'm aware.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know who all the COI directors are. You know, who are the five people from the stations on the COI? We can just ask that question on the PNB list and hope that people respond and you know, remind them of their responsibility.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I was suggesting, is that separate from the letters of the IED. Are there any objections? Oh, sorry.
It's Eric in the stack, if I might.
Go ahead, Eric.
I'm not really objecting. It would seem like all that should be done is in bold print somewhere at the top. It should say second request, final request, mm-hmm. or something of that. I mean, just
yeah.
rather than reinvent the wheel.
Yeah, no, I'm not. Sure.
I mean, it'll make it clear that we've requested this information before.
Yes.
I mean, I don't know if we're supposed to say please or mother may I or what, but just put up there, you know, second request.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Fine.
I mean, we shouldn't have to beg for the information.
This is Jim.
I'd like to speak to Michael's mother, right. Monable.
Yeah.
Serena, then Jim.
So I think, Michael, that maybe just a motion that says the programming committee will send the COI portion of the motion. That via the pro tem chair, the COI information request will be sent to the PNB. Essentially saying that you will ask the PN, remind the PNB
okay,
of the need
sure.
to fulfill that.
Mm-hmm.
And then the rest of the motion goes to the IED.
Okay. Jim?
That was going to be my question. I think we're confused if we mix them together. I think we should send to the IED and anything that probably has to do with anything else probably can go to the chairs of the LSBs.
Well, the COI is a national
That's
committee. It's not a local committee, although they're elected locally.
Yeah, there are PNB committees at each of the five stations. It's a little unique in that regard.
Okay.
Okay, so that as amended or whatever, that's the motion, we would send something to the PNB reminding the PNB that the COI should forward that information, and we'll send a letter to the IED saying this is our second request for the information outlined in the motion.
I wouldn't use the term second. I would just say repeat it. Because
okay.
I don't know that that's...
All right, fine. All right. Our latest request, whatever people... I don't want to bog down in... It will be...
You could just say we're renewing our request.
Yeah.
Okay. You know.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
I think it's extremely important to mention that, you know, we've been waiting for 12 months.
Mm-hmm.
That's very
right,
important.
But that's...
Yeah. Yes,
but
okay.
Is inaccurate because it suggests that we asked this particular person that question before, and we just established that that's not necessarily the case. So we're not
blocking it really the case that we haven't asked that the Sabrina KPFA on for the stag. It's not necessarily the case that we haven't asked that particular position for this to be implemented. I think you should use the word implore. I think that'll definitely hasten things. Implore. We implore you to do so. To implement this, to put this through, so that we are staying consistent with the mission statement of community inclusion, just inclusion, period. Because a lot of folks just want to, you know, be able to just, you know, have their say, and then that's it as far as programming is concerned.
concerned. So,
Nancy on the stack.
Nancy, go ahead.
Yes, I respectfully disagree. I don't like to beg, and in this case, it's their responsibility to take, you know, action.
Nobody's begging. There's no begging here.
Well, implore, and to me, means all right. Like asking, and it's,
right.
You know, responsible. And another thing I want to say, you know, there may be some negative, there may be a negative, okay, and thinking in a bad way, if they don't want the program councils to start, they can stall on this and stall on this, and then the program council gets stalled as well. So that's another thing. So if that case continues, then I recommend you just have a programming committee, make sure it's well publicized with the PSA, and then invite anybody and just get the recommendations of the people that come that are interested, or, and if it's a telephonic conference, more people might be able to join. That's all.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
That was just one
of the last meeting. Someone said, I think it was Serene, they said why they have not implemented. So I put that in the minutes, and you know, as part of things we need, to, those motions, why it hasn't. So I added that. It's
all right.
Not part of the motion, of course. That's all. Back to you.
Okay, Ron, go ahead.
I think we can conclude this with a couple of facts. Number one, Lydia is now the IED. She wasn't in that position a year ago. She might not even be aware of this motion that was passed. So, that said, all we're asking for is implementation. If she's not aware of this stuff, then it's our responsibility to make her aware of it. It's her responsibility to implement it. You know, we don't.
Nancy on the stack.
You know, we don't have to make a request or anything like that. Just do it. These are the motions that were passed. You know, by the PMD, we expect them to be, you know, fulfilled. Immediately or as soon as possible. So, you know, we don't have to get into all this minutiae here.
Right.
Just give Lydia the information, and what we're requesting her to do is to, you know, make sure that the GMs are aware of what was requested and get them moving on compliance.
All right, thank you. I want to make a point of procedure. We neglected to set times either for the items or for the comments. So I'm hoping we can move on this one. I think there's a general consensus that we're going to send a letter to the IED asking for compliance with this motion, and a letter to the PNB reminding the PNB to get the COIs, the Committee of Inclusion, to respond to the motion. And if there's no objection to that, I think we should move on to the next order of business. Is that okay? All right. What was next on the agenda was the report from the Spanish Language Task Force. Is that right? And there are a couple of people on this group that are on that task force. Is that correct?
Yes.
Does anybody have a report to offer?
Actually, I have a question. I'm sorry?
Okay.
No, go ahead. Was it Sabrina?
Okay. Yeah, this is Sabrina.
Oh, go ahead, Sabrina.
Okay. All right. Actually, I have a question about the motion that you were wanting to put forward, or that you had put forward, Michael, in regards to Spanish language.
Well, I think what we decided to do with that motion was to check with the Spanish Language Task Force about what what they're pursuing. That motion is suspended.
Right, but I wanted to get clarity on the language,
okay,
because it's
sure.
My understanding from what you wrote that, or what you're presenting, what have you, that KPFK would be manning this as far as with contributions from the various stations.
I was just harkening back to the original motion that was passed by the PMB about 7 years ago. I have no stake in that particular formulation of it.
Okay. Okay, so, yeah, because I think there would be a lot of objections as far as the Latino population out here in Northern California is very different from what's down there in L.A., and it's very different from, and we're different from New York and, Texas. So
yeah.
I think having it filtered through KPFK, I mean, even if that's not the intention, that's what would it would be perceived to be happening. So in that regard, I think that I don't know how we could do this. I mean, maybe we could have one representative from each station, and we could have like a teleconference or something to that effect, to ensure that there's equanimity as far as the reporting is concerned. Because we don't need a Texas filter on LA issues or on Bay Area issues. We don't need a New York filter on Texas issues or Bay Area issues or LA issues. You know what I'm saying? So.
Yeah, yeah. I think that the next step we were saying is to find out from the task force if it has any intentions of a national newscast or anything else or how it's
proceeding. Yeah, there's definitely that intention. Yeah. There's definitely that intention. The KPFK definitely wants to take it on completely, which they don't think would be fair, or I won't think it would be fair. KPFA crowd does not think it would be fair, so.
Right, but I'm saying it's fine with me to leave it up to the task force.
That's what KPFK is saying as far as the task force meeting. That's what their intention is. And if anybody's on the call that can correct me, then
okay. Do so. Is there anybody else who's on? I think, Eric, you said you were also on the task force? No?
I am. I wasn't aware that this was seven. This is something that... was 7 years old. I think I heard someone say this came up 7 years ago, was proposed or something.
Yeah, I didn't know that either.
I'm in total agreement, actually, with Sabrina. Generally, I don't want to say how these things usually are. We don't fit into that mold, but they anchor out of, you know, what the old-time establishment used to do. They would anchor out of either New York or Washington. I had actually a concept that we would rotate the anchors. Houston would do it, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
The other proposal I made to them is that each station would just come up with 1 hour of programming per day, each station, or that we could contribute jointly on a daily basis, say Monday through Friday. But just
Go ahead, Eric.
You know, as Sabrina said, just gratuitously, like handing the reins over to KPFK is not workable in Washington. Will not work for our demographic at all.
This is wrong. May I be recognized?
Okay, I'm just trying to get a sense of... hang on just a second. Let me formulate the question. We were asking for the report from the task force as a whole. Serena, you also on that task force, or
Rodrigo was the
task force, but that's not my issue.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
All right. Go ahead.
Okay. Did we vote, or was there no objection to the previous motion that we were discussing? Was that settled? I don't know how we got into this.
Yes, we got into that because I asked if was there any objection. I heard none. And
okay,
I asked
beautiful.
The agenda. Yeah.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Okay, sure. So
I'll get on the stack for the Spanish language.
Just to be clear to everybody, I raised that again based on a motion that was passed a long time ago by the PMB. I have no particular axe to grind about who runs it. So when the questions were raised, we said, well, let's find out what the task force is doing about it, if anything,
or the
program in general. So are there further reports about the Spanish language program
in task force? If Eric could return, could Eric return to the staff?
After Eric.
Yeah. Okay.
Rodrigo is the chair, and obviously he's not here. I mean, I wouldn't attempt to speak on his behalf.
Okay.
I will say if this motion is 7 years old, you know, something's inherently wrong. It should be reconsidered. I mean, what was happening 7 years ago,
sure.
You know, things have changed in the last 7 years. I mean, certainly.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So,
okay.
I just want to put that out there. I mean, Smeet motion should be reconsidered, or needs to be some new proposal needs to come up. At this point, 7 years later, I think it's become a bit obsolete.
And so,
Okay,
so I actually think the motion, the origin of the motion is older than that. I remember something about 2004 and the Race and Nationality Group. And the PNB authorized the creation of a Spanish language task force. So certainly we should get a report for the task force, from the task force, about the work that they're doing. They've been meeting weekly for more than a year. So I'm sure that they have, you know, many things to report. However, the purpose of the purview of this committee is to determine how the task force will function, or a motion isn't bad simply because it's old. It means it should have been acted on before, and why aren't we doing it yet? It doesn't mean that the motion itself is flawed. At the time when we were working on this motion, you know, way back in 4 or 7, or I mean, it's been forever, and there's still an absence of a daily Spanish language newscast, which is part of that, on Pacifica. It existed for a while, but wasn't even carried in all the stations. Anyway, my motion is to, and I volunteer to do it, but I don't have to be the one to do it. Someone else is welcome to do it. But that the programming committee, maybe we can just have our pro tem chair write that letter too, request an update from the Spanish language programming task force about its work and progress towards increasing Spanish language programming on Pacifica stations per the PNB motion, which also was approved, if I recall correctly. Was that June 2015 also, or was that earlier? But anyway, previously approved by the PNB. That's my motion.
Can I respond? This is Eric. Can I respond in a few words or less?
Sure, David.
You may or may not know, Washington has already started the rollout of this programming, but I see a connection here almost to what Ron Finchback was saying a moment ago. It's not about why, it's what. I mean,
exactly.
So, I mean, the whole thing is, I mean, what are you doing to get the ball rolling? I mean, we could be here, we could be having this conversation next summer about why.
Right. I don't believe I asked why. I said get a report from
I wasn't.
You said you were responding to what I said, but what you're saying is not a response to what I said, because some of the things you're contradicting are not things that I said.
Okay.
Can I be added to the stack, Michael? This is Sabrina?
Yeah, go ahead. Will you finish, Eric?
I am.
Okay.
But I think, unless Rodrigo is part of a dialogue here, I mean, in as much as he's the chair, he's on the next call. Yeah, that's it. I'm finished.
Okay. Yeah, I also agree. We definitely need to have a KPFK presence as far as this Spanish language task force is concerned.
The other problem is the meetings.
The
meetings are primarily in Spanish, so.
Yeah, it makes it difficult. I haven't been on the last couple calls because of my other KPFA responsibilities, being on the board and whatnot. So. But it's my understanding, I'll reiterate again, that it is my understanding that KPFK, as far as this motion is concerned from Michael, Mr. Novick, that you had sent out, and as far as what I've heard and understood through the meetings, the weekly meetings with the task force, is that all of it's going to be filtered through KPFK, and that is a problem. KPFA, we've got 4, 5, 6, 7, I think about at least 5 to 7, that's just off the top of my head, shows that are bilingual, and these folks are very capable in delivering a global perspective and a Bay Area perspective. And I think it would be disrespectful to them to have this programming coming out of KPFK and being filtered through there. So I feel like something needs to be added to this motion that's about to be changed, that we have a representative from KPFK, we have a representative from KPFT, we have a representative from WBAI, we have a representative from WPFW, and we have a representative from here in the Bay Area, KPFA. One representative was able to present whatever is going to be presented through whatever structure or protocol is presented to give to our global audience and put on whatever website, podcast, whatever form. Okay? And I don't have a problem being a part of making this happen. So.
Well said, Sabrina.